As an adolescent, Mitre had cultivated a healthy fear of the goblins that the Iron Hill Warren was at intermittent war with. The only thing that overshadowed that fear was her disdain. When she'd wake up from a nightmare about a bugbear raid, it made her hate them all the more. What right did they have to frighten her? After months of saving up, she purchased her first rapier, and that very same day she buried it in a goblin's gut. Oh man, she'd never get bored of this.
Last time on Mystery D8.
What we need for part one is a siege weapon. So what I need is a group of tinkering experts who have all sorts of resources and knowledge at their hands.
There have been some problems vis-a-vis curses a la goblins, etc.
And I hold my sword up to his neck and I yell, "Everyone, chill the fuck out!"
Yeah, you drive Tooth home up under the half plate and disembowel him.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Great.
Is that enough of an intro for you?
You got the name wrong and you nailed it.
Well, Tyler was going to give a pump-up speech before we started. Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, so I was reading about Japanese holdouts.
And no, not that thing that we were talking about
okay.
Before.
Not the buttholes. Look it up, you guys. It's really interesting.
Just Google Japanese buttholes.
Yeah, you'll be amazed.
Very pixelated.
That's the end of the speech. No, I was just saying we've done, like, for once we're in a good position. We've got four of those shards. I don't think we've died once fighting these dudes.
We have not.
So I'm ready to see if these fools ate that poisoned ham. And yeah.
We've been huge cowards and it's paid off. You're a benefit.
Can I do a pump up speech?
Do it.
Are you not pumped up enough?
No, it's like a real world pump up. So we have a second fan.
Oh shit.
Double the number of fans.
So according to the Twitter, our one fan, Turendorf, has a sister who he's now made listen to the podcast.
Huzzah.
So she's our second fan. I don't know what her name is or her Twitter name.
Turendorfina.
Sure.
I think if someone makes you do something, you aren't a fan yet.
But, I mean, according to the tweet, she's current on, like, the episodes as of whatever today is.
Oh, September. Sorry to make you feel so called out, but welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, she's not going to even hear this, though, for, like, some months.
That's true.
Yeah, this episode will go up in mid-November, I think.
Well, by then, we'll have three listeners.
Hopefully. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
They have another sibling, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully their parents keep churning out kids, and more people will listen to this podcast.
For sure.
All right.
So I thought that was nice.
That is nice. That is
Dale
nice.
And Tina, keep up the good work. Keep making those kids.
Oh, what if their names are Dale and Tina? They're going to feel so
I hope
weird.
They're freaking out. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, last we left off, we had just killed another group, right?
I can't remember if you guys were going back to town and calling it for the day, or if you were going to go to another camp next.
We were going to go check on the Wicked Weed camp, because that's the one we like left the poisoned ham hocks for.
I thought we had established it had only been like a half an hour since we did that.
So were we
going
to go?
That was my recollection also.
Yeah. Go sleep it off first?
But it is nighttime, so we could just like chill out for a minute and then check on those dudes in the morning, by which time they will have had their hammy breakfast and been poisoned.
And there will be new buildings in the Warren.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Or but, different, maybe one?
Yeah, I don't know. If we're not looking to sleep, though, we do have some side quests. We could scope out the trade routes for Menshu, since we're out here, if anybody's interested in that.
I do love some trade. That's why I love the Star Wars prequels. I'm a big fan of trade and trade problems.
You must be loving the tariffs.
I'm very into tariffs and the idea of, you know, boring economic policy. Like, not even fun economic policy, but boring economic policy.
Right. Absolutely.
But yeah, that sounds good. So, like, let's go about some trade routes.
Let's fix it. Silk Road.
The Silk Road, where I get all of my dark web opium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
So, presumably, Gimbal would know where, like, the trade roads are, so I guess
I could lead you over there.
Yeah, you definitely would know where they are. And you would also know, I guess, when they are. Like, you know that the middle of the night isn't prime export o'clock.
Yeah.
So you can just go chill there, but you have reason to suspect that there won't be a bunch of wagons going through.
Well, wasn't that the problem, was that he couldn't do trade because it was dangerous?
Maybe there was too much trade, and he felt like in a globalized economy that his business couldn't. Maybe we need to enact tariffs.
So we're back to boring economic policy?
Maybe the dwarves were stealing his intellectual property, you know?
Or his jobs. They're taking his jobs.
Right.
Are you guys making this not fun on purpose?
Yes. Of course.
Okay, obviously. Well, fine. Since nighttime isn't a good time for the trade routes, maybe we should just go take a little napsky back in the...
I mean, you could go and, like, stake it out or whatever. But
yeah, but I could stake out that camp, too, and watch them eat ham and die, so...
I mean, I could use a little nappy nap. I'm not, you know, super injured, but I could do a recharge.
All right. That's fine with me.
All right.
So you guys going back to the Warren to camp, or are you just going to stay in these old stinky camps?
I was going to go back to the Warren. The boys can come with me if they want.
Fine. If we do, though, I have one request, that if we wake up and the bartender is there, we have to throw her stuff in the toilet.
Yeah.
We only have opportunities like that once in a blue moon. So if
I'm willing to look into it, but I'm not necessarily. Well, we'll see.
Let's looking just for back. A toilet.
All right. So,
okay.
Nap time.
You guys remember how to do long rests, so do those.
Just get all my stuff back. Hooray. Got that back.
Things are pretty much normal for me.
And get some really good mouse noises on the recording.
And talk over them to make them harder to cut.
It's part of the experience, you know?
It's weird, to hear all the squeaking and the cheese eating coming from your room.
Yeah.
That's Chris.
Because of the
mouse noises.
No, he's watching a scary movie back there. He loves cheese.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
Cool. So it's the next morning.
Uh-huh.
You look around, and things look mostly different.
Oh?
Yep.
You know, I know some of these buildings. They were around yesterday. But some of them are still switching in and out.
It's somewhat the same.
I guess it's only the one. You can still see Trug's Arcanium. That's still around.
He's the one that wants us to put the amulet in the toilet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But the other ones, I believe, are all ones you haven't run into yet.
Sweet.
Alright, well, pick a quarter.
Crap. Sorry.
Let's go to Deep Market.
Okay.
Alright.
Deep Market, you find Trug's Arcanium.
Dang it! I was trying to, look up the things, so I didn't pick that one.
I forgot. Okay, well then let's go to Root Down.
So we're just going to come here and turn around? That's what we're doing?
Yeah. We're just waving at him.
I just imagine you go there and see that it's still Trug's Arcanium and throw up your hands and leave.
Yeah. Oh, we've been here.
Stupid, predictable town.
Now you come upon the legislative branch, which
a
is...
A tree?
Which is a pun because there's trees and shit around here.
Underground, huh?
Roots.
Oh, yeah.
It's root
fair.
Down.
That's fair. That's fair.
Is a root a branch?
It's all wood. What's the difference?
Well,
that's what I say.
The
person who doesn't understand
a
trees.
Yeah. If you thought the trade talk wasn't fun, wait till I tell you the difference between a root and a branch.
Some questions are so stupid that they're hard to answer. Like, how are they different? Well, they're different things. So, like, I don't know what you want from me.
Oh, that's my least favorite thing right now. People keep posting stuff on the internet like, is cereal soup? And I'm just like, I don't care.
What would that mean?
Care.
The answer is yes.
It's not a broth.
Sure.
It's not a broth. I feel like soup has to be in a broth. You can't. Any liquid then is a soup.
I shouldn't have asked this question. I did this to myself.
Don't you hate when people do the annoying thing that I'm starting right now?
I'm just saying. I don't see how it's even possible that it's a soup. It's not from any sort of broth. So done. Question answered.
All right.
Hit me with another
Thanks
one
for clearing that up.
Every week I will answer one.
What's going on
at
the legislative branch?
Wait. Do you guys want to hear a sound of one hand clapping really quick? I can answer that one too. You can see it
on
the camera.
Show, we all did the same thing. All right,
it was legit. That's cool. Authentic. Great. Take that, Buddhists.
Got him
right in your peaceful, nonviolent faces.
Got him.
All right, so who's at the legislative branch? Anyone?
Gotta get a voice.
Oh, I hope we meet Trundle the Great.
This is not where Trundle the Great is.
Oh.
Trundle the Great is hiding somewhere else.
Damn it. He's so big.
Senator Stav Sharptongue, One-Eye, Wine Barrel of Clan Farble at your service.
Oh, Senator, pleasure to meet you.
And you as well, Gnome? Others?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Gretchen.
What, we're out there, we're trying to get the, Warren back to its former glory, you know, we know it has something to do with these goblins. You have any information that might help us in our quest here, Senator?
I'm sorry, goblins?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, a lot outside.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
Okay.
Well, okay.
He gives you a big old smile.
Yeah, I didn't vote for this guy, but,
Can I look at him and try to see if he's lying and clearly full of crap?
Yeah, give me an insight check.
Okay. That was a 10.
You can't
tell. He's a politician. You explicitly know that he's lying.
Well, okay, so you say you don't know anything about the goblins. Do you have any information about what's been going on around town?
Well, I like to think of myself as very well connected with my constituents and the goings-on here.
Uh-huh. What's the scoop?
Well, everyone is abuzz talking about Proposition 8.
And what's Proposition 8?
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, I really would appreciate your support spreading the word about making sure that Prop 8 passes.
What's it do? Yeah.
Well, it ensures our survival as gnome kind. And our financial security.
I mean, I'm already killing goblins for you, so I feel like that would do it.
Does it have anything to do with trade policy?
Man, Farron loves that.
It's true.
Well, we don't have to get into the yucky political details. All you need to know is that a yes on Prop 8 is a yes for a financially secure Warren.
It's weird. I just looked that up on PolitiFact, and it says that's mostly false, that thing you just said.
God, they're getting good.
What a fact? I think you meant artifact. We're going after the artifact.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, you know, what do we get if we help you get this vote passed?
Well, if you can go and talk to Amimo and get his whole flock, you know, he has influence over the religious of our area. If you can get his group to vote with me, then I know it'll pass. And there's a fine bottle of Farble 50 year in it for you.
Tell you what, we'll go out, you know, knocking on doors for you if you just sew this little C onto your clothing and let everybody know how great Klaenos is.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I can endorse a candidate I'm not familiar with.
Oh, he's not a candidate.
He's a brand.
He's
merch.
He's like a
small business owner. Very local, very well connected.
Lobbyist / campaign financer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember hearing about Klaenos working hard down in the Hammer's Quarter. Making great equipment for our fellow gnome. Great work he's
doing. Right.
He's doing.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yep.
That's
doing.
What I said. Yes.
All right.
Farron, give me a persuasion check.
Okay. Get my dice all ready to go. Sweet. And my persuasion.
Prop 8.
Okay. And you know what? I'll just use my inspiration on this. This is fun. Okay. That's okay. It is a 21.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, as everyone knows, I support local business and local industry, so why wouldn't I support Klaenos and all of the great work that he's doing?
Great question, I don't know.
Well, I would is the answer.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, do you, like, take it off of one of your weapons to give to him or something? Or do you crochet him something?
Let's see. I'd like to think, let me take a stab at just, like, crocheting something really quick, or like emblazing something on it. I think maybe with like some costume work that maybe I've done for my performances, I might be able to.
Yeah. What kind of check is that? Performance?
Dexterity? I don't know.
Yeah, just give me a dex check, I guess.
Okay. And if it's no good, I'll just take it off of maybe like my crossbow that I don't really use a ton and just say I made it. Oh, I critted it.
Yeah, it looks great.
I did it.
He blinks, and it is already affixed to his lapel.
Looks great.
I've done it again.
Let me give myself a little note here about the fun little bonus I'm going to give for you guys later.
Yeah. Hooray! Woo! Money! Yay!
I feel like ever since we didn't
say something about Klaenos at the university, Farron's been all over advertising. He's never going to let that bonus slip away again.
I know, we did that so bad.
I can't believe we let money slip through our fingers. We're so foolish.
Well, this guy sucks.
This character is so well characterized, I know that I don't care for him. Just to clarify.
Okay, great. We're going to go.
Well, thanks in advance for your help on that vote.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Should we go to Hammer's Quarter?
Yeah.
Or is that the Trug's one?
No, we can go to Hammer's Quarter or the Burrows.
Oh, yeah.
On the way, as we're walking there, I just want to turn to everyone and be like, I feel like he didn't know what Prop 8 did or was.
Yeah, I feel weird supporting a thing that I don't actually know what it is and how it'll like have a long-term effect on this society.
Well, I appreciate you being so considerate of the Burrow here, but I don't know. I mean, he's wearing the C. Let's see what it is and just make some decisions.
That's cash in the pocket. He's already got the C on. I put that thing in there real good. He's not going to be able to get that off.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, you know, let's play around. Maybe we can.
He only has the one shirt.
What if we? You know, I was just going to say we could break into his house and burn all of his other shirts.
You know, I'm on board with that. But yeah, let's just keep our options open. You know, let's roll with the punches.
For sure. If you
we could also just put C's on all of his other shirts.
Ooh, that's smart.
Instead of burning
them all.
That's
a lot of work.
But then he'll know we did it.
Right.
Anyone could have burned his shirts. It could be just, we'd have to burn someone else unrelated shirts as well, you know, just so it doesn't look like a targeted thing. Okay. We'd have to hit, like, every house on the block.
It's just the senior prank is to burn a bunch of shirts.
Got him.
Got him.
All right, so have we made it to Hammer's Quarter?
Yeah.
What do we see down there?
You see a facility that I guess you would probably know about, where fish and plants are processed into oil to use to lubricate machinery.
Sure.
And it is also where it's a water treatment plant also.
Uh-huh.
So like where sewage goes. And it's called Oil and Water.
Nice. Massage oil, motherfuckers.
Yes.
Oh,
wait, for like machine parts though? This is weird.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this the I don't come here much because it smells like oil, fish oil all the time. But yeah, let's check it out. Let's see who's in there.
Those omega-3s smell like ass.
See, I don't know who said that, but they sure smell like ass.
God's
yeah,
God's super right.
Right.
I knock on the door.
Yeah, you hear a voice that says, "Come in."
Go in.
So we go in, yeah.
And you see kind of a mousy young guy looking through a book of plants, and he looks up to you and says, "Hello."
Hello. My name is Gimbal Greenleaf, /Glittergear of Clan Garrick. These are my companions, Farron and Gretchen.
Good wave. Hi.
Hello there, I'm Luco Fresh Squeeze Clear Blue of Clan Heron. I'm the chief engineer here.
Oh, it's nice to speak with you. So we've been going around, we've been trying to solve this problem around town. I'm sure you've noticed that the Warren is not quite up what it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything you might know that could help us on our deal?
Are you familiar with Berserker Camp?
Berserker Camp? I'm not sure we know about that one.
It's a goblin camp where they're not the most tactically sound. They have a tendency to fixate in a blind rage, and so basically when they attack, they just attack whomever attacked them the most recently.
Okay, cool, that's actually really helpful, thank you.
I feel like Gretchen's gonna get beat up.
That's your whole role.
It's okay.
I mean, we could like booby trap it somehow. We could do some stuff around that. We don't have to just like walk into that.
We could send that politician in there.
Yeah, and send him out trumping
the senator
votes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we want to. Okay, so I just want to say that you just suggested murdering a person, and I just want to talk about the most steep moral decline of your character throughout this arc.
I think that might have been Mary, not Gretchen, though.
Okay,
I'll try to be
enough.
More consistent.
I'm just saying. All right, I don't know. Like, I'm fine. If we want to murder somebody, I just need some profit motive or like a good reason.
All right. Well,
or a whim.
That's a good point. So we had also been down at the what was that place called? Mary, you've got it in your notes.
Oh, I do.
The legislative branch?
In the borough. There's a massage parlor in the boroughs.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was called.
I think it's just called Massage Parlor.
So we've been at quotes. we've been at the massage parlor, and yeah, I hear it's a big place, but we wouldn't know. They say they're out of oil. Do you have any massage oil here that maybe we could procure from you?
Sure. I could probably, yeah, this stuff would work.
Does it smell like fish?
How's it all smells like fish, except for the stuff that smells like plants, and those smell like fish also. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah, a bottle of this will run you 10 gold.
Dunzo.
And am I to understand here that you're in the side quest business?
I'm not familiar with the term, but it sounds like something we'd be willing to do, yeah.
You see, I'm experimenting with a new formula, but I need more materials. If you're out and about dealing with the goblin scourge, could you maybe pick up some mung root? Bring it back to me?
Gretchen, do you know what that is?
Root. Do I know what mung root? Do you have a picture of it in your book?
You would be familiar with mung root. I have to start giving you guys more shit for free that makes sense. Like, you're a naturalist herbalist type. You've seen mung root before.
What was his
name again?
Clear Squeeze was in there somewhere.
Yeah, Fresh Squeeze.
Luco Fresh Squeeze Luco. Clear Blue.
Luco.
Luco Fresh Squeeze Clear Blue of Clan Heron. You did this to us,
names.
Tyler.
They're so long.
I did. It's great. I love it. I'm just happy about it.
You chewed me out so much for not giving Crumb more name.
Yeah.
Maybe Crumb is like their version of TJ, where it's just the first letters of all of his names.
That's possible.
Well, it is now.
Got him.
I didn't world build Crumb, so I can't take credit for that.
It's good, though. Okay, yeah. So we can look for some mungru. That's fine.
Sure.
Ooh, tremendous.
Do you need anything else?
If you could take care of the gobble thing, that'd be cool.
Yeah, no.
But it seems like you're already doing that.
Yeah, we're doing that. No problem.
Yep, yep.
All right. Well, good talking to you.
Peace, sleazy.
peace, greasy, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
That was weird.
And yeah, weird. I like that guy. I don't know. I thought his voice, personally, was the best one we've heard yet.
I thought he was strangely charismatic for being a weird little bugger.
I personally can't wait for him to have the exact same voice next time we run into him.
Dude, I have to like listen through all of these and give myself notes because I'm making these up as I go. The next time you see someone you've seen before, I'm fucked.
It's a nightmare.
Alright, should we go to Root Town?
Burrows time.
Oh, Burrows. Dang it. Gotta fix my notes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. You go to Willowbark Recovery, which is just
a rehab
center? It's like a community hospital situation.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
Who do we find inside, Sam?
You find Premier Doctor Carla Juniper Menbone of Clan Boral.
I cover my mouth with like my sleeve. I don't want to get any sick people germs on me.
Okay. I mean, if something really bad happens during this, you're getting advantage on your con save, but don't think it'll come to that.
I'm just world building, Sam. It's full of gross sickies in here, and I'm not letting them sick me up.
Yeah, it's full of fucking gnomes in here. Ew.
Hey.
I mean, the air up here is probably nice and rarefied.
Saying hurtful things. It's not like this is a room full of Italians.
That's a throwback to the bruise day that went up 6 weeks ago. It doesn't make sense when you do it this way, Tyler.
That was just for you and Zach.
Right.
That's great. Well, we just lost our two Italian fans.
Oh,
I feel like you've mentioned
Italian?
The Italians before.
Well, I hope they don't listen to the podcast that came out 6 weeks ago.
God, what if they're just sitting at home, listening to Mystery DA, eating their pasta.
With their parents.
They listen to this episode, you know, it's spaghetti out the nose.
And they say, Mamma mia, I can't believe you said it about the Italian. What if they're like 11? Like, what if they're like, you know, like maybe they're not,
what's
but like
nice,
what they are.
What's nice is that if you say something a little bit racist, Zach will just go for it. Which I really like. I can just drag him into whatever.
I don't think that it's necessary. That was pretty bad. Like, it wouldn't get me not elected to Congress, but I do think my willingness to just jump in when we're doing a riff is my most like politically disqualifying feature.
Yeah.
Like, I can't run for office, because every time you bring up like North Korea, I've got to make some comment.
Right. Okay, but anyway, so... what was going on?
We're talking to a hospital.
We ran to a doctor.
Nice.
You just met Premier Dr. Carla Juniper Menbone of Clan Boral.
Sure. Hey, Doc. Been seeing a lot of goblin injuries lately.
I tend to only treat gnomes around here.
No, I mean gnomes injured by goblins. Geez, where did she go to school?
Oh, that was a bit ambiguous.
I'm sure she's very smart. She's a premier doctor.
I am very smart, yes. But I haven't had that many victims of goblin attacks lately, although I have heard all about what they've been doing out there.
Yeah, it's a rough scene. You know anything that might help us out in trying to clear them out?
I think, actually, the key to it is the words you just said, clear them out. Because these goblin tribes are very resilient and try not to think about this too much. They're quite virile.
Mm, gross.
Oh, no.
Ah.
So if you take out half of a group and go try and see them again, they're going to have, let's say, reinforced their numbers, probably.
Do they, like, bud?
How fast do they, like, grow? Yeah, like, wouldn't they be, like, a bunch of baby ones? Or, like, just pregnant ones?
I don't know if I could do it, you know? Kill, like, a baby?
I find that it helps not to think too much about goblin fucking. I would just say that if you're gonna clear out a camp, clear out a whole camp, or don't bother, you know?
For sure.
Huh. Yikes. Uh-oh.
What?
Well, okay. I mean, thanks for the advice. Anything we can help you with?
Come to think of it, yeah. I probably ought to know more about what makes them goblins tick. And, ain't nothing like a dissection for some good learning. So if you could bring me back a goblin corpse.
It can be dead.
Cadaver, I guess.
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah, we could probably do that. I make those all the time.
Nice. Yeah, I think we can probably manage that. You want a big one, little one?
Medium?
Medium. All right, you got it.
With extra onion.
Oh,
That's a little joke.
Question, you mind if they're cut in half?
I guess that works.
All right, sounds great.
I'm going to have to cut them all up anyway.
That's right. Yeah. We're saving you time and effort.
Get that cross-section.
That's right. All righty, well, good chatting with you, Doc. We'll be back with the corpse.
Best of luck out there.
All righty. You want to go check on those poisoned-ass goblins?
Yeah.
Sure.
The Wicked Weed Camp?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back to the Wicked Weed Camp to look for poisoned-ass goblins.
Yeah, you guys hang back. Let me creep up there, see if we've taken care of
them. All right.
Okay. Give me a perception check, everybody.
Oh. Everybody in the club perceiving.
15.
20, not natural.
8.
Well, for those of you that aren't Farron, there's no real need to sneak up and check. You can tell from the smell that there's something dead, and it's dead in a way that is doing terrible things to its body.
Oh man, it stinks even worse than normal goblins out here. Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, God.
I think maybe we just killed them.
I don't smell anything. Maybe I
it smelled awful. How can you not smell this?
I don't know. Maybe I got a cold or something in that sick house.
Oh, man.
You were so careful.
I tried. Maybe it was my sleeve. I keep killing people wearing these clothes.
That's true. All right. I would like to walk into the camp and see what's going on. Holding my nose.
Yeah, I go too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of dead goblins, and they're all on their backs with their arms up outstretched.
No, God.
Yikes.
God, wasn't that poison? This is crazy.
I don't know. But, super effective. All right. I'm going to search.
Find the artifact.
Yeah, I'm going to search the goblins for the artifact.
Yeah, it doesn't take you too long. It's a deeply unpleasant experience.
Sure.
But one of them has it tucked in his waistband.
Oh, man. Oh,
Gimbal, go
gosh.
Get it. Yeah, get that.
Yeah, no, I got it. Oh.
Gross.
Did we find anything else?
If you want to keep searching, I'm going to make you make a con.
Wait, I want to use Minor Illusion to make it sound like one of the goblins. Just kind of like the one that Gimbal's searching around. I imagine he's like right around his kind of waistband. One guy I want to make him go, a little lower. hilarious.
Great.
It sure is.
Do you think we can take one of these to the doctor? Or are these ones like too gross dead to be useful?
Why not just drag it down there? If we don't bring it down like pretty
so
soon,
stinky.
The buildings are just going to flip around.
It's true.
We got to bring it today.
Yeah.
Ugh, do we have any, I mean, I think I've asked this before, but does anyone have like a freezing magic so we could ice this bad boy because it's nasty?
You know I don't.
Okay. One of these days I'm going to prep, purify food and drink, and I'm going to start purifying stuff. It's not today, though.
But you have to eat him.
Also, is this food?
You have to be thinking of him as
so. I mean, if only one of us in this group thought of humanoid flesh as food, then maybe that would work out.
Oh, actually, I could probably, you could probably, if I did it, if I knew it. Because it's not food for me, but I'm trying to sell it as food.
Crazy.
Well, Gretchen, I would love to drag this thing back into town, but, you know, I got these small arms, so.
Oh my god.
I'm sick.
Okay. I take my orange cape out of my bag from, like, way long ago, like Fire Brandon's Minions, and I wrap it around my face as, like, a mask, so I don't have to smell it, and then I pick up, like, one of the goblins, a medium-sized one, if there is one.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Well, let's get back to the doctor.
There totally would have been stink-based repercussions if you hadn't done that scarf thing, so good job.
Thank you.
So you get almost all the way back, and the doctor comes out, and she's like, oh, what are you guys doing?
Do you want this? It's a goblin corpse.
I can't work with something that stinky. It's going to stink up the whole hospital.
They're all the stinky. This is what happens when they die.
Every goblin ain't that stinky.
You said you didn't know about goblins. How do you know?
I know enough to know they all ain't that stinky.
I mean, not when they're alive.
You mean to tell me
I carried this all the way here?
Every dead goblin stinks that bad.
Yeah, sure.
Give me a deception check there.
Yeah, sure.
I carried it all the way here. Well, it's a 21,
damn,
sir.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she believes you. She believes this lie about goblins.
I'm gonna ruin medical literature.
Yeah, they're gonna think, well, I guess they just are all poisoned all the time.
I mean,
that's
it's her fault for having a sample size of one. Like, I can't help her with that.
You're right. Yeah, she,
she's a smart doctor.
She gets an orderly to go take the corpse away from you, and her orderly seems very unhappy with this whole situation.
I'm so happy with it.
And she rewards your group with 5 healer kits.
Healer kits?
Oh, shit, what did those do?
You can use those to stabilize without having to make a medicine check.
Should I? Okay. Hold on. Do you guys want to split these up?
Yeah, I would like to take at least one.
I'll take 2. Farron, you want 2?
Yeah, you know what, sure.
Okay, 2 healing kits.
So, does it get expended?
I think this isn't like a Sam creation. This is a thing that she can just look up. If memory serves, they each have 10 uses.
Oh.
I always felt like that's a lot. So if you want to, like, nerf those down to, like, another number, I am not going to argue. 10's always felt like a lot with them.
Well, the thing is, in our other campaign, one of the characters has the healer feat, which makes healer's kits really good. So I don't feel like they're, like, that good that I have to nerf them, because it's just, like, making it so you get to skip a fairly easy check. I'm not that worried about it.
So, like, instead of having to, like, check, do a medicine check, or, like, give someone, like, point of healing to stabilize them, we just use one of these.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's probably better to give them one health.
But one health is better because then they're up and alive. This is just going to stabilize
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it might be that you never ever use these. And I don't care.
Okay.
Hooray.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
All right. Pleasure working.
Sorry about the smell.
I'd like to use one of my charges immediately to cure my cold.
Yeah, why not?
Yay.
That's fine.
Inspiration for that. Come on.
No.
Damn.
That's so... whatever.
Well, you can run Season 2, Tyler, and you can give that inspiration for whatever the fuck you want.
I will. I'm saying right now, I love world building.
Oh, I'll build you that world.
Great. I hate world building. It's boring.
You're like
it's
J.K.
So
Rowling.
It's fun, but... I'm like J.R.R. Tolkien. Get a few more letters after that, Jay.
No, Sam, because she's like, it can be whatever you want. I don't care. Is Dumbledore gay? Sure, whatever. He's black, too. I don't know. Whatever, man. Ramon Gutierrez is also in Hogwarts. He's from Mexico. You're like, you're telling me Mexico doesn't even have its own wizard academy? Are you kidding me?
I mean...
They don't have anything for brujas and brujos.
Okay.
Great, what's next?
Let's, we know about, what, one other camp? The Berserker camp. I'm not sure I really want to... tangle with the Berserker camp.
We don't have any other camps.
We don't know of any other camps. I mean, we could just go find one and not know, like, its weakness or whatever and just F it up. Or we could go fight the Berserkers. It's up to you guys.
Could we do, like, some prep work? Because I'm thinking we know, right, that they'll run at us if we attack, and we've surely got ranged weapons.
I've pretty much exclusively been using ranged weapons.
That's true. I was just curious if we could, like, I don't know, like, dig a big hole and fill it with spikes and just stand behind it and shoot arrows at them. You know? Something. If we know where they're going to go and where they're going to run, like, what if we just spend the day digging?
Are you going to dig that hole?
Well, I was hoping
that,
hole?
Yeah, I mean, you know, see, with the our powers combined, we've got like 2.5 diggers.
I need a shovel.
I've got a frying pan.
It's close.
Wait, do you have a shovel?
I don't think so. I have a great sword.
Did you just say you had a shovel?
No, I said I need a shovel.
I would need a shovel, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's true. We don't really have the accoutrement.
I have the spell locate object. Can I locate a shovel?
That's fucking awesome.
I think I have to know what it is.
I have to, like, it has to be a specific thing.
It's not like going back to Harry Potter. It's not like
an object that is familiar to you.
Yeah.
The spell can locate the nearest object of a particular kind, such as a certain kind of apparel, jewelry, furniture, tool, or weapon.
Oh, well, it says right there.
Yeah,
you could find a shovel.
I think it's within, within 1,000 feet of me.
We're still in.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or are you guessing that's what it is?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Can sense the direction to the object's location as long as that object is within 1,000 feet of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast it. I want a shovel.
Cool. Yeah.
We're going to spend all day digging a ditch.
I guess, should I look for like a bulldozer or what? I don't know what that is. I guess gimbal. Is there like some cool gnome tool that would help us dig a hole faster than a shovel?
Yeah, a bunch, but they've all disappeared because of everything that's going on.
Can you describe it to me, and then maybe I can try to locate it with my spell, even though everything's spooky around here.
Yeah, I really didn't want to, though, is the thing.
Maybe it's just, like, behind a curtain.
This guy loves world building, by the way.
I haven't built this! Yeah, I mean, we got this, like, big, you wear it as, like, a backpack, and it's got levers, it controls this big claw that goes over the top of your head. Makes you kind of look like, you know what a scorpion is, right?
Yeah, the bugs.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a scorpion, but it's like a big claw that moves dirt around.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, it's pretty sweet.
So you described this thing that you're familiar with now that it's been described to you once?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it points you to Trug's Arcanium.
Oh.
Trug's. What's up?
Let's go to Trug's.
Oh no. How does he sound? Probably like this, and I'll re-record it later if not.
Hi, my name is Trug. Whoa. This is how I've always talked.
Welcome back, adventurers. Have you taken care of the bit of business? It's a matter of cosmic proportions.
We know. I've been trying, but the building doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're working on it. We're working on it. But something that would help us clear up this whole cosmic difficulty. Do you have... one of the rapid diggers.
I do, although we should really change that name. It is
terrible.
Yeah, I don't
know who came up with it.
Not me.
Some asshole. Could we borrow that for a little bit?
You could buy one.
How much
is
it?
This is a shop, after all.
I'm not into purchasing one of those.
Okay, well, I'm not into loaning
one
of those.
How much does it cost?
Do you rent?
Well, with... everything that's been going on lately, I'm not sure I can trust you to return it. That's nothing against you. It's more against the whole cosmic proportions-based situation.
I mean, we're going to fix that.
Look, I mean, as soon as that bar shows back up, you know, in existence, we'll toss it. Oh, sorry, I quick question. Does it need to be a toilet full of pee or just a toilet?
A toilet at piss pint.
Is piss pint like a place? That's not like a measurement of
pee?
Yeah,
it's a place.
Okay,
great. Just wanted to make sure we didn't have to pee on it too, or that if I did pee on it, you know, I wouldn't come across as a monster. But yeah, we won't. We won't pee on it.
All right. Well,
he gives you the shrug.
How much is the RD?
35 gold.
Fine.
Done.
I mean, I have. Do you want to split it?
Yeah. Perfect. I'll do 18.
Okay. I'll do 19.
17, Mary.
17. One in the other direction.
Was that Mary silly, or
give her inspiration for that classic?
Definitely Gretchen. Mary knows.
The look on your face on Skype tells a different story.
The listener doesn't know anything about listeners. She's two now. Doesn't know about that.
Cut that out. Cut that all out. She nailed it.
I nailed it. You don't give me inspiration for anything. These chuckle fucks keep getting it for, like, I don't know, jerking it, and then
I have not gotten it for jerking it, because I didn't establish that as my character. If I made a character whose tragic flaw was chronic public masturbation, then I could get inspiration for jerking it.
All right,
in season 3, I want to play as Torrent.
Does he jerk it a lot?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
He jerks it. That guy loves jerking.
Okay, so we got, what is it, a wreck?
Let's just call it a rapid digger.
I don't like that. I'm gonna call Arnie.
I was on the spot, or somebody was.
It's fine. It's good.
Does
I guess it would probably be gnome size.
I was just gonna say it's only gonna fit. It's only gonna fit you.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna strap that bad boy on.
Does it fold up like a cute backpack? Like the like diggy part and just like curls in.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, the like arm claws kind of stick out a little bit at the top and they look silly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. No, it's definitely got like a piece. It looks like it's got like a piece above the head a little bit.
Is it steampunk-ish?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Sweet.
It looks like kind of like, you know, that suit Ridley used to fight the alien, but if it was made in like the 1800s.
And like small.
Right. And like backpack size. Yeah.
That's like my favorite part of a movie ever.
All right.
So good.
I would know where this berserker camp is, so I guess I'll lead them, like, kind of near it.
Yeah.
And near enough so that construction sounds won't bother them.
Cool, yeah. The RD isn't that loud.
Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna start digging a trench and taking all the dirt from the trench and making, like, a an earthworks behind it to give us some more cover.
Okay. Star wipe to 15 minutes later after you've done all of this digging.
Super.
That D was pretty R. Digging was pretty rapid.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said something really offensive.
Well, you know, God did write the Bible, so.
Meow. Do we need, like, some spikes to put in the trench? Was that the plan? Or he's going to make them fall in and then, like, set them on fire while they're in there?
I was also going to do that. Yeah. Grease it.
Yeah, I'm going to cast grease into the trench.
Okay, is there a like a time limit for which grease sticks around?
It doesn't Probably. Stick, that's the whole point.
Probably.
Inspiration, you bastard!
Did I get one? Yes!
Yes.
For my bad joke!
I'll look it up.
Yes!
Grease 5e. Grease covers the ground. Oh, yeah, okay, I probably shouldn't cover it quite yet.
Does it stick around for a minute or something? Or does it stay around for a minute or something?
1 minuto.
Yeah. Can I like...
Can I ready an action to cast grease once we sight these, or once we like have their attention? I guess.
How
once you've successfully aggroed them?
Right. Yeah.
How exactly. how wide and deep is the pit?
Like it's like 10 feet deep, and I don't know, like 6 feet wide.
That's only gonna hold two creatures, one on top of the other. I think.
Well, there's also an earthworks behind it. So, no, like, from the top of the earthworks, it would be, like, 20 feet deep.
I think it's 10 feet deep and 6 feet wide, but then it's, like, really long because it's a trench.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the length of it? How many people? I'm just trying to figure out how many people we can get in.
Oh, how many people, like, across this?
Like,
everyone takes up, like, 5 feet of space standing.
We live in a three-dimensional world, Tyler.
I know. I'm just making sure. I don't know. It's, like,
Should it be, like...
I don't know. What seems fair? I have no idea.
30 feet?
Yeah, can it be long? Like 30 feet long or like 25 feet long and like 15 feet deep? I just want to make sure we can't get people like stacked on top of each other climbing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 feet deep sounds fine.
Okay.
No, 30 feet long.
Or 30 feet wide, rather.
Long, buddy. We live in a three-dimensional world, Sam.
I'm going to cut it so I don't sound stupid.
Gotcha.
It's fine. I didn't do math earlier, so.
Yeah, just cut back to the time that Mary wasn't good at math. Like, Mary, at it again. Can't believe it. And then, you know, we move
keep
on.
Sprinkle it throughout.
Her Sam impression's getting amazing, though.
I'm smart. Okay, can I, like, get some tree branches and sharpen them and put them in the bottom of the trench? Or is that going to, like, take way too much time?
We got time.
I mean, that'll take you a couple hours, but, like, what do you care?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Great.
It is done.
I don't have to roll? Okay.
Sweet. Well, do you want to go, I've got an idea. I can fly. I forgot for a second. So
oh,
I can go start some,
yeah. Forgot about
I
that.
I can go start some shiz and just run away.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, sounds great.
Mystery D8.
Follow us on Twitter @mystery_d8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.